Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to this message. Today I would like to give you the message of ministry advice. I have a burden to help young ministers who started to do the ministry either in a local church or travel to minister to people as missionary. It's so good to learn from other people's mistakes and learn from the scripture. I have seen so many problems in the ministry, either in my own church or in other churches that God showed me. We don't condemn anybody, we don't blame anybody or criticize anybody, but we need to learn the way of God so that we will not make the same mistake and so that we can be used by God until the last day. And God can anoint us more as we are faithful in little thing. He will give us more anointing, more ability, and increase our territory. Today, I would like to talk about passing the test. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. 1 Timothy 3:10. But let this also first be tested. Then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. This scripture talks about appointing deacons or people who do administrative work in the church. God inspired Paul to write to Timothy about testing people first. I would like to encourage the leaders in the local church that you don't appoint people too quickly. Don't just look at the outward appearance, the head knowledge they have. They may know Greek, Hebrew. They may look good. They may even claim that they have been a Christian for 40 years. They may claim that they have been a pastor or deacon from another church for many years. If people join into your ministry or into your church, you need to observe and let those people go through some tests of faithfulness, loyalty, tests of obedience, tests of the fear of God, tests of time, tests of the commitment they have. Are they joining the vision of the church? They have to pass the test before you give them authority. Don't hurry to appoint anybody or give authority to anybody. It takes time to know people. If you give authority to people too soon and you find out later on that they have a lot of spiritual problem, they may have sexual immorality behind the scene that you don't know, or they may be people who love money and come into the church with the purpose of trying to get financial benefit, then the people of God in the church will suffer. Because once you give authority, very difficult to demote or to pull that person down from the position. I have made mistakes in the past myself. I have learned very painful lessons when I was a young pastor 20 years ago. At that time, because of the lack of experience, I tend to give title, position, and authority to people who look on fire, look charismatic, speak nice to me, good looking, or teaching well, but I did not look at their spirit or their lifestyle long enough. I never allowed some time for them to go through the tests of life and the tests of ministry. Oh, I tell you, many years later, I had a lot of headaches because they caused so many problems in my church, but thank God, I pray and God removed them from my church because they did not want to repent. And God was so merciful to me. I learned the lesson and now I'm very careful. I will let people go to some tests before the congregation first. Maybe I give them some assignment to see whether they will be obedient or not. Or I want to see that they will follow through what they promised me to do, or they drop the ball in the middle. Are they the complainer? Are they the gossiper? I need to watch their spiritual life and lifestyle very carefully. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God. A worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The true minister of God must live a life that is approved by God and definitely should be approved by man who was appointed by God to take care of that congregation and that ministry. I want to encourage you. You need to prove to God that you're faithful. You are loyal. You are the man of your word, a woman of integrity. You are very diligent in studying the Bible and understanding the word, practicing the word of God. You're the man of the word of God, and the man of your own words, that you say something, it means it. You are people of integrity, faithfulness. And you also can stand before God and say, God, look at my hands. I have clean hands. Look at my heart. I have pure heart. If you can do that, I believe the promotion will come from the Lord eventually. Don't manipulate. Don't try to use tears or words or complain to manipulate your leader or pastor to give you position or authority. You're just faithful. Keep doing what God tells you to do, being approved by God. God sees from heaven that you are the right man. You are the man of integrity. You're the man who fears God. And eventually, He will promote you and He will lift you up, and no one can pull you down. I want to encourage you. God is going to test you. Every servant of God in the Bible was tested by God. Abraham was tested in the area of obedience and faith when God told him to bring Isaac to the mountain and to give Isaac as a sacrifice. God tested Abraham. God tested Joseph when he was mistreated by his brothers. He was mistreated by his boss, Potiphar. And Potiphar's wife tried to commit adultery with him. He passed all these tests, and eventually God raised him up to be the prime minister of Egypt. All the servants of God are going to be tested by God to see the real thing inside that servant. Are you made of gold, or are you made of straw or hay? The test will prove that you are the real man or the real woman of God. Pass the test. At the same time, if you're the leader of the church, and look for the team, for people who will join you and you want to give position, title, authority, you must make sure that the people you're going to give that authority passed many tests before you give them. Don't hurry. Don't give position and title and authority too soon. Don't let anybody manipulate you. You listen to the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to have the gift of discerning of spirit. Ask Him to give you wisdom so that you know how to handle the congregation. and who you should raise them up to be in the ministry, in the leadership. I remember one time I was pondering and talking to God, praying to God, should I give a title of the care group leader to a couple in the church? This couple sound like had done well, very responsible, very on time. They did everything according to what I say. So I want to reward them by giving them the title of a care group leader, which means that they will take care of 20, 30 people in the group. But every time I pray about this, God say to me, no, don't give them title and authority. Hold back. So I still wonder why. It sounds like they're so good. But I tell you, a few years later, the truth come out that they never care about listening to my teaching. Then even look down on my teaching, gossip about me behind the scene, cause so many members to be negative about the church, about how I lead the church, and also don't want to receive any correction from me when I want to correct them something about doctrine. They may not argue, but they go back home and say, I don't want this correction. Thank God I listened to the Holy Spirit. They did not pass the test. When I corrected them, they retaliate and they got mad at me. And later on, I find out that many members came to tell me that they talked negatively behind my back. So you see, don't hurry and prove yourself that you are the faithful servant of God, loyal to your leader, faithful to the vision that God called you to do. God wants you to pass the test first. And the leaders must look for people who have passed the test so that you will not make a mistake in appointing somebody too soon that will cause chaos, heartaches, frustration, and damage to the kingdom of God. We are looking for faithful people, available people, teachable people, people who receive correction, repent easily, fear God, love people, pass the test. And I believe in the end time, God going to raise up many great servants of God in the body of Christ who have the character of Jesus Christ, living a pure and holy life with the right heart, with clean hands, and love the presence of God. So I believe that this ministry advice helped you to see the spiritual application and the ministry that you have to lead and you have to build up. God gonna guide you and lead you, listen to the Holy Spirit, and have the wisdom from God to be able to discern what is going on. Amen. Pass the test, please. And don't hurry to appoint anybody too soon. May the Lord bless you and make the Holy Spirit imprint this biblical advice into your spirit that you will remember and will not make a mistake. Thank you so much. May the Lord anoint you, guide you, lead you to a higher level, and you will be used by God in a mighty way and mightier next year, mightier. Every year goes by, you will be stronger and more anointed and more fruitful. Thank you so much. I hope to meet you one day. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.